you is these are my reports that I typically give to the committee and then over the full report. And I want you to know that these reports are not, they don't have to be exactly like this. We can add to, we can take from. This is just what I've been doing and kind of worked towards over the last few years. So at any point, if you want these changed, added to, taken away from, explained better, not explained as much, you let me know, and I'm here to work for you, okay? So that being said, we start with the summary of statements of core quorum. And I'm just going to, this first time, and kind of explain to you how this reads. So this is what we usually talk about, our big five, or the five accounts that, since I've been here, that the core quorum deals with the most and wants to know about. So we have the five categories are county general, county road sales tax, animal welfare and control, and criminal justice. Okay, what we're going to start is and the only thing I'm really going to read off is the ending balance. But you'll also see revenues, expenditures, transfers in, transfers out, commission, treasurer's commissions charged, and then something that I've just added this month, was asked last month, if we could get a January 1st balance on all of those accounts. So we've added that column there on that. You'll see in the future, and I will explain this next month when it's filled out, but we'll start putting on there what the original budget for each of those are, the amended budget, the expenses against that budget, which may not be the actual expenses in one year because of period 13, the balance of unspent appropriation, what percent they have used or whatever they have left, and then it'll also show they're available to appropriate, which means money's in that fund that has not been set aside yet or budgeted yet, and then amount not appropriated, which means what's there and what's there not, it's in that fund not appropriated out, okay? And then the second page, I'm going to tell you about a page that I don't have on here this time, and that's a county general revenue chart. We're making some updates to that chart right now. We don't have it this month, but we will have that, and you may have seen that in the future. The second page I have here, which will typically be your third page, we start talking about sales tax, and the way that we report that is a combined sales tax number, which is criminal justice and road together. And the first page you'll see is the totals for each year, and then every month added on to the current year. You'll see a number down there that tells how much of the projected. So if you look over to the left, 2019 projected for sales tax is $9.2 million. And as we go through each month, you'll see that projected number go through. If we're rolling through and you see us through the first quarter of the year and we're not passing 25% projected, then we're, you know, kind of running low, but we should be over whatever percentage of the year we are at that point. If we'll fly over to the next page, once again, we're still talking about sales tax. And this is just a comparison of where we are this year versus years past. Okay? And if you look down at the bottom there, you'll always see the current year versus the past year where we are in running total. And then the last page is going to be a chart on sales tax. And it's just going to kind of give you a visual of where we are. This is a three-month moving average in the blue and a one-year moving average in the red. Where we get concerned is when our three-year moving average dips below our one-year moving average and our one-year moving average starts trending downward. Okay, and we'll go over that here in a second. But that's kind of an explanation of what you're looking at and what it tells us. Like I said, if you want some more, we can do more. If you want less, we can do less. So I'm going to start back at the first and read it like I read everybody. And this is the summary statements for Quorum Court. County General, Fund 1000, $2,141,872.45. County Road, Fund 2000, $5,957,266.65. County Road Sales Tax, Fund 3402, $3,214,888.37. Animal Welfare and Control, Fund 3404, $1,525,028.39. Criminal Justice Tax Fund 3407, $907,553.29. You'll flip with me to the next page. Sales tax collections for January are $746,575.36. That is 9% of projected. and onto the next page in the running total, you'll see that we're down 2.31% versus this time last year. That is also illustrated by the chart. And you'll see that the three-month moving average has crossed the one-year moving average, and the one-year moving average has turned down. Normally, I'd be very concerned about that, and we know that we're kind of making a downward turn. We know that the way that we get sales tax is we revenue sales tax 2 months after it's collected. So what we're revenuing in January is actually November sales tax collections. Okay? So what we're going to revenue in February are going to be December collections. If you'll look back on these high points, this really high point here on 218, you'll see that December sales tax collections are extremely high typically. And you can see where the last year's Januaries are. They were close to the line, but not crossing the line. We're going to come back from this, but I'm very hesitant. We've had 2 years of 5% revenue growth in our sales tax, five plus percent growth in our sales tax. And I'm kind of being very hesitant to say we're going to get on that trend. I'm projecting a flat growth in sales tax this year, expecting a little bit of pullback. We're going to see. We may push past it. Hopefully we do, but I'm being cautious on that. Are there any questions about either the numbers you see in front of me or the charts and sheets you see in front of me? Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Sasson. We have proposed ordinance 19-04 before us.
Mr. Bickett, could I remind you to use your mic and everyone else so people in the back can hear and people online can hear?
We have proposed ordinance 19-04 before us. It has three sections, and I need somebody to make a motion to put it into play.
I move we discuss ordinance 19-04.
Second?
I'll second.
Good. Section 1 and 2 are the deferred revenue, the deferred expenses that we deferred when we put the budget together for 19. Section 1 is $35,000 to replace a vehicle. Excuse me. Section 1 is the $35,000 for the mitigation survey that has to be done every 5 years. Comments? Questions?
Is Ms. Sheila here?
Hi.
I don't really know how this goes, but I mean, can she come up and we ask her questions? Is that how that works? And Ms. Sheila, you mind coming up, please?
Not
here. So just those of you who don't know, I have called Ms. Sheila and asked a couple of questions about this mitigation plan update. And so the first question I did ask was about using the 911 PSAP budget that, you know, there's $87,000 that is currently unappropriated, but, you know, we both contacted Mr. Hogue, and it turns out that legally we cannot do that to kind of refrain from going to County General.
Mr. Cates, is your mic on?
Button's down.
It needs to be up.
Yeah. Sorry.
Not better?
That's, yeah.
Rookie
mistake.
Thanks. So, that being said, another question I asked was the possibility of having this mitigation plan kind of done in-house. And we didn't talk at length on that, but I was kind of hoping if you could explain, you know, the possibilities of that being the case, or, you know, what reservations you would have about having that plan updated, you know, within your department.
Okay, within my department, I do have reservations. One is because of the time restraints. There is a lot of federal money that is tied to this hazard mitigation plan, and I'll give you some examples. This year alone, we've applied for 3 hazard mitigation grants, of which we wouldn't be eligible for if we did not have this approved plan. This year alone, the county is going to get $326,000 back in mitigation funding, because we have an approved plan. We have schools that have put in safe rooms for their kids' safety during tornadoes, Bologna, Mayflower. Without this mitigation plan approved, that money's not eligible for them to apply for. I know we do have a couple of schools now, Greenbrier, Mount Vernon that are looking to apply for some of this money in the future. Now, with that being said, you have a certain amount of time that this plan has to be updated. Our plan expires November the 30th, 2020. I can tell you a professional company, which is who I hire to do this, Central Arkansas Planning and Development, they have trained grant writers. They have economic development staff that have written these grants in the past, and have they've done probably 18 and over 30 FEMA grants. They have personnel that's been, I know they said on this plan alone, they have three personnel that spend at least 2 hours a day for the duration of the grant to get this grant done, because it's a multi-jurisdictional grant. It involves all of our incorporated cities in our county. It involves all of our school districts in our county. There are multiple meetings that have to be had, a lot of information gathering that has to be done. With that being said, I would prefer that the experts that do this instead of us doing it in-house. Currently, I have four employees, and we do day-to-day great. If we have a disaster, like a 2011 tornado 3 days later, a declared flood event, if we had a 2014 tornado, my staff is overworked. We struggle to get the day-to-day duties done when we have a disaster. I would not want to depend on us doing that plan internally and jeopardize the ability to apply for that money, which is why I choose to outsource it. Now, I will say, we did apply for a grant. The cost to contract and have the mitigation plan updated is $35,000. We applied for a grant that will reimburse 75% of that. So the actual cost to the county in the long run would only be $8,750. We were approved for that grant. As soon as we get that grant award letter, Central Arkansas Planning will have 1,095 days to complete that plan. That plan has to go to FEMA. It has to be approved. And once it's approved by FEMA, the Quorum Court has to adopt a resolution or pass a resolution adopting that plan. 1,095 days from the professionals is a very fast turnaround and is very difficult to do. I don't have the confidence that we can do it in-house for $8,000 every 5 years. I feel more confident in hiring it out.
And this is done every 5 years, correct?
Every 5 years, yes.
What would you estimate the cost be if you were to handle it in-house in the future? Do you have any idea?
Well, I definitely would have to hire another employee to cover backfill, which would not be cost-effective. By the time you pay an employee their benefits, it's going to be way more than $8,000. We will have to pay the $35,000 up front when we're invoiced from Central Arkansas Planning and Development, but then we'll get reimbursed 75% of that, which is $26,250. We wouldn't even be eligible for that if we didn't have this approved plan.
You know, and I agree that the plan sounds like it's definitely something beneficial to the county and that we need, but no, like I said, I'm not well-versed in this area, but it is possible for your department to create a plan that would be approved by FEMA. Is that correct? I mean, is there some
I'm not saying it's impossible, but with four employees and the day-to-day jobs that we have to do, I would say it would be pretty hard for us to get that done with the resources that we have and the required job duties that we have on a day-to-day, excluding any other extras like a disaster or, you know, a flood or a tornado.
No, I'm sorry. Can I speak? Justice Pink?
Sure.
I do have a question. We're not talking about creating a plan from scratch. Is that correct? Because you've got a plan in place. So are we talking about updating the current plan that you have, or are you talking about creating an entirely new plan?
We're talking about updating the plan. There is a lot of information that goes into that plan. There are current, there's risk analysis that have to be done at the county. There are current things that we have in our plan that will have to be updated that will require going back and meeting with every college, every school district, every incorporated city, finding out what they've done, what they haven't done, what they still need. There's a lot of time involved in this plan.
Okay, and we know on a regular cycle that this is coming every five years. Decide to address it the year that it's due?
We actually started addressing it last August, and it expires in 2020, so we're about 2 years ahead of it.
Okay. I guess that's probably the main question right now is it possible in the future for your office to develop a plan and to actually put something pen to paper and see if this is something that, you know, would be more cost-effective for the county to handle in-house. I understand that, you know, you apply for a grant, 75% of that's coming back, been awarded, but it's still taxpayer money, just at the federal level. So, I mean, I would like to see us kind of trend toward that way to see if it's possible. I mean, to this point, I don't know if we've actually put pen to paper to see if we can make that work. I mean, is that something that we can look into?
I think we can definitely look into it. I don't know that it would be cost effective, though. I mean, if you're talking about hiring another employee that would be there full time every year for 5 years, paying all of their benefits, to have that extra person there when we're doing the plan for $8,000, that's not cost effective. That's not good business to me.
Well, I mean, I think I understand that, because you hire an employee who's willing just to pay salary. You know, there's benefits and retirement match and everything that goes with it. I would like to see if it's possible for the current staff to handle it, you know, if we plan ahead and know what we have to update. I did kind of pull it up and just look at it. I mean, it's a 300-page document. There's no doubt about it. It takes time to put together. But, you know, do we know what percentage of that plan has to be updated? Well, like Chris said, you know, is it basically the whole plan updated or just bits and pieces to where maybe it doesn't take quite as long as a brand new plan would?
Well, I know when it was first created, it took over 2 years for the professional people that do it to actually do the plan. I'm not saying we're not capable of it. I don't know how we can plan for a tornado. I don't know how we can plan for a flood. I mean, that's not something that we can allocate those hours if we have to be out there in damage assessment to try to get federal funds back into our county. I'm not against looking at it, but I personally, without additional employees, I don't see it to be feasible with what we're doing already.
I've got another question, Justice Big. How many hours have you calculated that it would take for an employee inside your office to do? I know you've said what the contractors would do, but have you calculated that yourself, your estimate?
I have not calculated that myself, because I don't know what hours it involves. I know what Central Arkansas Planning and Development has devoted three personnel over 6,000 hours, and they did not include the travel and the meeting time with all the multiple agencies involved in the plan.
So if you haven't calculated that, how would you know it would take a full-time employee to do that?
I guess we just have to figure it out, Mr. Kendrick.
6,000 hours.
She just said she has a calculator.
6,000 hours, and again, that's not including the time for the meetings. I mean, that's just
right, I understand.
Just a small portion. So not doing the plan, I couldn't.
When you talk about meetings, are these local meetings within the county, I'm assuming, or are we having to go outside the county to meet with
them? They're all within the county.
All of
the colleges, all of the school districts, and all of the incorporated cities and unincorporated cities.
Okay.
They're all in the plan, actually. Everyone that participates in the plan is involved in the plan. It's written in the plan who participates.
Okay. So, anybody else got anything on that?
Do you have any idea what other counties, our Class 6 counties do? Do they hire theirs out?
A lot of them do, yes. I haven't asked all them, so I don't know. But I just know through emergency management, there are a lot of the counties that hire that out because it is such an expensive plan to write.
Do you know of any county that does handle that?
The only one that I know of off the top of my head that has done that plan before was Shanda Harrell in Arkansas County. Now, Shanda is only the emergency manager. She's not also the 911 coordinator. She's not also the floodplain administrator. So I don't know that would be a fair comparison, considering she doesn't have all the job duties that we have in our office. I don't know. But I do know she did it before she left.
Any further comments or questions?
I have one quick question.
Mr. Pearson?
You said that you're going to be reimbursed. How much of this money again?
75%.
And who's that from?
It is from a state hazard mitigation grant.
And so, RN, to be clear, would be $8,000.
$8,750 to be exact.
Just running some quick numbers, I see how that could be cost effective. If you're getting reimbursed that much each time you submit this, I mean, if you just paid somebody $20 an hour at that rate, it would be around 400 hours, 10 40-hour work weeks. Do you think somebody could complete this in 10 weeks?
No. Not when I have professionals telling me it's fast to turn around and get it done with three people in 1,095 days.
Yeah, so one person working 40 hours a week at 10 weeks couldn't get this done. Instead, you're paying, you're getting three people 6,000 hours worth of work. Is that right?
It would be more than that. They didn't include their hours for all of the meetings with all the jurisdictions.
Okay. And can you tell me just one more time about some of the funds that the county, some of the programs and funds that the county and different institutions will receive as a result of having this plan, just to reiterate?
Well, I can tell you as of recently, the county judge's office received two grants at the end of last year. These are hazard mitigation grants. There are two bridges in the county that was applied for replacement that are really needing replaced. Those bids were done last week. They came in over $350,000. We got the maximum award from the state for the bridge replacement on Ridge Drive and Ritchie Lane. We're going to get $150,000 back from the state on each one of those projects. So just in the last 6 months, we are going to get over $326,000. In talking to superintendents, I know that Mount Vernon and Enola schools has no safe rooms, and they're fixing to tear down an old building. They're wanting to apply for that. I also know all of the safe rooms that were built in Bologna that were built by them applying for these hazard mitigation grants. All of the individual safe rooms that they used to award money for, up to a $1,000 rebate for all of our residents in the county that put in residential safe rooms, we wouldn't qualify for any of that if we didn't have this plan.
I don't think the plan is in question. I think everybody's probably in agreement that we want the plan. It's a matter of who updates the plan. We understand the benefit of having it. Nobody wants to get rid of it, but I think what we would like to know, the possibility of having four employees preparing for this, 5 years in advance, if it's possible to have it in-house and not spend any money at all.
And I don't think it's impossible for us to plan that. What my concern is, and one of the reasons we've always gone outside of here, is if we have a 2014 tornado, I cannot pull my employees away from taking care of a higher priority incident to work on a mitigation plan. In 2014, we had to run the Emergency Operations Center plus do the damage assessment. We are stretched thin during a disaster, and we do all of this so that we can potentially document all of the damage to get money brought back into this county from the federal government. My concern is we can plan for me and my employees to put this plan together, but I can't plan for a 2014 tornado and what all that's going to entail. That's a lot of money, in my opinion, that we could be dangling out there for other people to have access to if we can't complete that plan. That's my concern. I don't have any doubts that me and the employees I have now couldn't do it. It's the matter of gambling that time on, around our day-to-day operations. What's going to suffer because I've got extra people working on this plan?
So, I guess what we would like to see is, if we knew, starting in 2020 and 2025, we're going to have it updated. If we had a plan put in place November, what was it, 3rd or 30th?
November 30th is when this one expires.
I mean, if we had a plan put in place at that date to make sure that, we could have the plan updated in-house by, November 30th, 2025, what that would look like, if it is possible. I mean, I do think that was something that would be beneficial to see if we could handle in-house. I am going to transition real quick, but not try to drag this out too much longer, but it's Central Arkansas Planning and Development. That's currently has been updating the mitigation plan. Is that correct?
Yes.
Are they the only contractor in the area that does stuff like this? Have we bid this out to see if there's possibly, better deals out there? We get a better price from someone else?
To my knowledge, we haven't.
Are there other available contractors?
I don't know that. We've always used Central Arkansas Planning. We've only actually had this plan in 2015. We had an update 5 years prior to that. In 2008 was when the mitigation plan was actually created. So it's only been two times, and then this upcoming time that anybody's dealt with it. To my knowledge, I'm not aware of any other companies. I'm not saying there's not any out there, but I don't know of them.
Who finds out about the grants? Do they help notify you that, hey, this grant's available, that you're going to be able to?
We find that information out from our state agency, which is the Arkansas Department of Emergency Management.
And we're not missing out on any grants, to your knowledge?
I look for them all the time. Okay. I'm not saying we're not, but if there's any state agency grants available, we're looking for them.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So if we were to look for other contractors that do provide this service in order to maybe bid this process out, would you handle that personally, or would one of your employees do that?
Would I handle the contracting out personally?
Just doing the research to see if there are other contractors out there.
I can do that if that's what my county judge asks me to do. I do what my judge tells me to.
Right. I mean, is that...
Let me try that one. There are lots of people in the state who do grant writing. There are not lots of organizations in the state that do what Central Arkansas Planning and Development do. Central Arkansas Planning and Development do lots of grant writing for not only disaster stuff, but they did the grant writing and proposals and coordination for utilities going in. We just finished, or we are finishing, a Rocky Gap Water Project. So the good thing about CAPPD is that they are not just a grant writer, which they're all over the state. They are an organization that MetroPlan and all the jurisdictions around the state use. And so CAPPD has connections to all these different organizations, and they're kind of the hub of the wheel in securing grants for lots of jurisdictions around the state. I don't know of another organization like that. So, yes, there are other grant writers, but there's not, as far as I know, another organization that does that. As far as bidding, it's professional service, and generally we don't really bid professional services so much as commodities. We can, of course, but as far as I know, there's one organization in the state who has all those connections, and it's the hub of that wheel, and that's the CAPPD.
Okay.
Two more comments, questions? Anything further?
Thank you, Ms. Sheila.
That's an interesting discussion, but I would like to caution that we have to exercise care in the quorum court asserting its jurisdiction into the operations of a department head. Now, is there any further comment on Section 1? Then I'll accept a motion to move to approve Section 1.
I'll make a motion we approve Section 1 of Proposed Ordinance 1904.
Second?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion passes. Now we're moving to Section 2. This is the second deferred item from our December court meeting to fund a vehicle for the coroner. Now, any comments or questions? First, let me put the Section 2 is up for discussion. If no discussion, then I'll accept a motion to approve Section 2.
I make a motion we approve Section 2 of Proposed Ordinance 1904.
Second.
No further discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Section 2 is approved. Now, we have Sections 3 and 4 that are together. So, are there any comments about Section 3? I mean, this is a transfer and to purchase vehicles for the assessor's office. Comments?
Justice Pickett?
Yes.
I would just like to ask the procedural of getting vehicles. Do they have to bid those out? I guess that's really all I'm curious about. Do they bid that out, or
There's two ways to get a vehicle for the county. One is through the state contract, which is the state will bid out the purchase of vehicles. And if we, for example, the Sheriff's Department will often buy a vehicle through the state contract that has been bid out by the state. If we don't want to, if we want some other means of getting a vehicle, or we don't want the exact vehicle that the state has already bid out and what won the bid, then we bid it out ourselves. If we make a purchase of a new vehicle, then it needs to be bid out. If we make a purchase of a used vehicle, and the statute defines that a specific way, then it doesn't necessarily have to be bid out.
So are all these vehicles, are they being bid out? Or?
If we buy a vehicle that's supposed to be bid out, as far as I know, we bid it out. But I don't know whether they're buying used vehicles or what, so I don't know.
This is downsizing, correct?
This is trading yes. three vehicles for two, and they are 2018 models that are more than 365 days old, which is per statute, considered not have to be bid out.
There you go.
I got one more question. How long has that fund been building up? Because it does not...
A long time. It's never been built. And if I was in charge of the budget last year, I would have asked in the budget process for it to be appropriated. I talked to the two prior assessors, Angela Hill and Jeff Stevens, that had chosen not to. It only gained, what we've talked to Scott, about $5,000 a year.
Right.
In the last few years. Now, obviously, you can assess easier than you used to could before. So now you can do online, by phone, other way. So the fund's actually decreasing each year because less people are late. And it's only 50 cents
right.
for everything after May 31st. So we're wanting to trade three vehicles for two and downsize.
Thank you.
It's been building a long time.
I bet. It's yeah. a real moneymaker, isn't it?
50 cents. Further comments or questions? Yes, Justice.
Justice Pickett, thank you very much. Chrissy, are these, I mean, what type of vehicles are these?
The new ones are the old ones. We have three of the oldest vehicles on county general.
Two new ones that we're buying.
It's a 2018 Acadia. It takes the place of our big Suburban that's a tank over there. That's a 2006 model. And it's a 2018 Canyon, which is like the one I drive. That would be for our
because
our male
sections are voted down
appraiser that goes out in the field to check pools, new houses, works behind tasks, pick up stuff. We have two business personal ladies who go out to take renditions to new businesses, pick up their inventory, go check on doctor's offices, make sure everything is rendered the way it's supposed to be. We have three vehicles, and we used to do in-house appraisals. And now that we have tasks, we only have three appraisers left in-house. So it's trading three of the oldest, but I looked at county inventory, which Donna does all the inventory letters for everybody who trades everything in this county. And we have a 2001, a 2006, and a 2006 we're wanting to trade in that it should have been traded years ago. But we didn't have the money to fund it.
Well, and I appreciate that you're, you know, getting new vehicles, especially with the ages that those are. I guess my question is, you know, I work for the state as well, and I'm buying five vehicles right now, and, I mean, can we not buy these cheaper? You said you didn't bid these, but, I mean, I think the most I'm spending on any vehicle is like $24,000. So I'm buying basically three for the price that you're almost spending for your two.
For the same type of vehicles?
I think I've got a Durango and a Canyon in there that are going to be similar to that. Now, one of mine is a Charger, one of mine is a Tundra. I mean, we do buy different vehicles because we're law enforcement. We don't want all of our vehicles to look the same. I guess, you said you didn't bid it. I guess I would just say, why didn't we bid it? To see if
one reason I didn't
bid
it is because I'm new and didn't know the whole entire process. And I knew that when Ledbetter sent me the statute and we read that we could trade with Crane, I just went and talked to them about doing 2018s that were on the lot that were still available to be purchased.
Okay. Anything further?
So I would ask if there's still time to possibly bid that out.
Y'all like to all get together and help me figure out the process and figure out how much they're going to be and all that stuff while these vehicles are possibly gone. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me what it is. I mean, I think that we have set on this money for ever since probably 1950 when it was created. From what I can tell, it's at the rate it's grown to, and that's what they said their training was for eventual vehicle replacement. I mean, I'm not opposed to whatever. We just need vehicles because I've got a calendar plumb full for the rest of this year. We've got many new employees fixing to go to classes, and we don't want to be sitting on the side of the road with the eldest vehicles in the county inventory.
Anything further?
Make a motion that we approve Section 3 of Proposed Ordinance 1904.
I'll second.
All in favor for Section 3, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Section 4. Did you say 3 and 4?
I should have said 3 and 4. Now I'll make a motion that we approve Section 4 of this ordinance.
Second. Anything further? All in favor of approving Section 4?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Then I need a, since all of the sections are approved, I need a motion to, the motion and for Ordinance 1904 is all in play. It's on the table for our, we've discussed it. So, all in favor of advancing Ordinance 1904 to the full court for its consideration, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The motion for passes. Anything further to come before the Budget and Finance Committee?
Justice Pickett, first of all, I'd like to thank you for hosting the class that you did last week. That was an unpaid class that he hosted for all of his newbies to learn a little bit about the budget process. But do we need to officially elect you as chair? Is that something that needs to be done officially? Okay.
Mr. Hogue?
If you wanted to change the chair, then you would vote. You would make a motion in a second and do that, but okay. The judge appointed him as chair, so that would stick unless you change it.
Okay.
Which I happen to disagree with, but he's the lawyer. I think that you guys should make it approved, should confirm his seat. That's just my opinion.
Well, I do sort of agree with that, and based upon the fact that we are four new JPs, and he is long-term experience, and I make a nomination that we keep Justice Pickett as the chair.
I'll second that nomination.
If there's no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion passes. Is it? Yes, sir.
I don't know her name. Good choice.
Thank you. If nothing further, the committee is adjourned.